Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In 1996, President Clinton and a bipartisan Congress helped end welfare as we know it by requiring work for welfare. But on July 12th, President Obama quietly announced a plan to gut welfare reform by dropping work requirements. Under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to work and wouldn't have to train for a job. They just send you your welfare check. And welfare to work goes back to being plain old welfare. Mitt Romney will restore the work requirement because it works.
There's the latest ad from Mitt Romney going after President Obama's changes to the welfare system. The presidential race is where we get started in another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Sean Hannity talking to political commentator Dick Morris. Morris says the polls aren't really what the news media says they are.
The era of big government is over. The end of welfare, that's not Obama.
Right. Well, Obama's reversing welfare reform, Clinton's signature achievement. Sean, I had an opportunity on Friday to go through all of the polling at a very major group that I can't identify. But it's polling that, as a professional, I accept. It was 650 interviews in each of 13 swing states conducted in the last 7 days. And the methodology, the firm, and everything is stuff that if I were running a campaign, it would be something that I would take as gospel. And I wanted to share it with your viewers because it's totally different than what the media is saying it is.
Interesting.
Romney is now leading in all states McCain-Kerry. Plus, he is now ahead of Obama in the following states Obama carried: Indiana, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Colorado. That gives him 228 electoral votes. He needs 270. He then has to carry Florida, where he is now only two behind, plus either Virginia or Ohio. He's two behind in Virginia and one behind in Ohio. Carry two of those three states, and he ends up with being the president. And then there are six other states where Obama is under 50. When an incumbent's under 50, good chance he loses them. Iowa, New Mexico, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And interestingly, of the 13 swing states that were tracked, Romney gained in nine of them since July 1st and slipped in four of them since July 1st. So this whole media stuff that's out there about how Romney's slipping, Obama's surging, one idiot from Newsweek actually said that he thought there would be an Obama landslide coming up, is just disinformation. It is not true.
Do you really think Wisconsin, like, for example, look, I think the events that will look back, that shape this election, haven't even happened yet. Who does he pick for VP? We've got conventions and we've got debates. And I think debates, probably more than any other year, if the primary was any indication, will have a big impact on this election.
See, I have a different take on it, Sean. I think that everything that's already going to shape this election has already happened, and it's the economy and it's Obamacare. And I believe this election is sitting now, most people think, in stasis. I think it's sitting as a big Romney win. I think that if the election were held today, Romney would probably get 350 electoral votes.
You went out on a limb in 2010.
Yeah,
and I was with you. I am not as confident as you are,
Sean,
today.
I'm the only guy talking about these polls in public, except for Rove, who's ever made his living doing it. Okay, so I mean, I used to
I appreciate your expertise.
I know what he's saying, and I know what
the
numbers are.
Don't start a fight with Carl on my show. All right,
now,
let me also say
in the Senate race, the picture is also superb.
Yeah.
There are now six seats that I think we're within grasp of picking up. We're now ahead in North Dakota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, the three open seats. Solidly, continuously, although only 3 points up in Montana, but it's been three all along. Missouri, we're beating McCaskill by about 10. And Florida, where the race is now 42 Nelson.
Connie Mack.
40 Connie Mack, but Nelson's at 42. It's going to be overwhelmingly for Mack. So that's six seats. That gives us 53. In Virginia, it's tied.
George Allen.
And in Michigan, Ohio, and New Mexico, it's very close. And where there's an incumbent, he's under 50.
Stick around, because we have the latest on the back and forth between Harry Reid and Mitt Romney. That's up next here on the Countdown.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Since now, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala Soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Talk Radio Review. We're on the presidential race right now. Here's host Mike Rosen talking about Senate Majority Leader Reid's unsubstantiated allegations against Mitt Romney, saying he hasn't paid taxes in 10 years.
Harry Reid's unconscionable charges against Mitt Romney, claiming from an unnamed reliable source or sources that Mitt Romney hasn't paid any income taxes for 10 years. Reid hasn't indicated what those sources are and hasn't produced any evidence whatsoever. And he's using this as a club in order to pressure Mitt Romney into not releasing multiple years of tax returns. When I discussed this yesterday, I made the point that Thomas Jefferson made many years ago, and that is no one has any duty to prove a negation. That is, if somebody says, I hear that you beat your wife. Can you prove that you don't? All you have to do is say, no, I do not beat my wife, or my husband, as the case may be. It's up to the accuser to prove his accusation. All the accused has to do is say, no. Under our system of law, you're innocent until proven guilty. So, Reid has a duty to prove his charges. Now, the Denver Post has this informal, unscientific opinion poll that they offer just about every day. As I said, unscientific. It's not a random sampling. So people self-select to answer questions. And it's also ripe for organized groups that have a cause to overwhelm the poll and completely manipulate it. So these things are, you know, interesting exercise in curiosity, but they're not a reflection of public opinion. The wording on their poll question today, and they'll show the results tomorrow, is as follows, and this is about the Harry Reid issue. Here's how they set it up. They say, Nevada Senator Harry Reid has made an unsubstantiated claim that Mitt Romney paid no federal income taxes for 10 years. Is that fair? All right? So that's the question they're asking. Is that fair? And then they give you some choices. The problem I have is with the wording of their choices, keeping in mind that the key question they're asking here is that fair? All right? Here's the first choice. Your answer to is that fair, along with an explanation that they provide for you. No. It's a baseless partisan attack, and he should have kept his mouth shut. Here's another choice. Yes. Keep in mind, the question is that fair? If it's false, Romney can refute it simply by following protocol and releasing his returns. Well, wait a second. That doesn't address the question of is it fair. It deals with what Romney can do to prove the negation. But as I've explained, he has no duty to prove a negation. So in this opinion poll question, they're combining two different issues. They can certainly ask another question about whether Romney should release his tax returns for any reason. But that's not the question they're asking. The question they should have asked under yes is, to stay true to their main thrust of is it fair? Yes, the burden of proof should be on Romney. Reid has no obligation to back up his claim. That's the way they should have worded it, but they didn't. They confused it by throwing in another issue as to whether he should release his tax returns.
Here's host Denny Schaefer talking about Ron Paul supporters making waves already and how they're going to wind up helping Obama get reelected if they do this at the convention.
Ron Paul can't win. Okay, can we just get that out there today? Because we're going to talk about that. The Ron Paul supporters, also known as Ron Paul crazies, they're not backing down in the Louisiana GOP dispute. Now they filed a challenge, a court challenge against the state party's certified delegation to the national convention in Tampa. And instead of conforming and going along and plugging your nose like the rest of us, and you're going to vote for Mitt Romney on November 6th, they're not doing it. They're not going along. They are, you know what, part of what they're doing is right, but they're going about it in the wrong way. Look, what's it going to take for you people to back off and knock it off? You know what I think it is? I think they're being paid. I think they're being paid by Barack Obama. I think they secretly work for President Obama because that's who they're helping. If you're a third party voter, if you're going to vote for somebody other than the top two that actually have a shot at winning, please explain to me why you're doing it. I don't understand it. Why are you throwing your vote away? You're throwing your vote away. That's exactly what it is, throwing away your vote. You might feel good, you know, when you do it, but the reality is you can't beat them. You can't beat the big two. You can't beat the jackass and the elephant. You just can't. You can't. You know how you can, though? And this is where I agree with the Ron Paul crazy just a tiny bit. I agree with him on this level. Nothing is going to change until we stop backing these corporate, bought, and paid for politicians. And they all are. And you know how you do that? Guys like Rand Paul. The Tea Party people. All the Tea Party folks that are in the House. You elect people like that. Before, let me just say this, and I'll say it slow, before you can change the White House, you have to change Congress. You've got to get enough like-minded Tea Party people that won't sell out in the House. You've seen what's going on in the House with the Tea Party effect. We need more of that in the Senate. That's where it changes. That guys like scumbag, loser, sellout, evil people like Scary Reid that are playing games with the Constitution, playing games with the rules when it comes to bringing bills to the floor. Guys like that shouldn't be anywhere near a position of power anywhere, let alone Congress.
Up next, we shift the focus to the latest on Sunday shooting in Wisconsin. Next, up on the Talk Radio Review.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio, Talk Television, actually. The subject matter of the shooting in Wisconsin. Host Chet Walker with CBS's Mike Clemens about what we now know about the shooter.
What do we know about this guy?
Well, we know a little bit more. One of the things is that you talk to a couple of friends, and he said that this guy had, you know, become a racist, that he refers to anyone who is not white as dirt people. A little bit of a rough childhood. Started out in Colorado. His parents had separated. His father remarried when he was 10, and then a couple of years later, his birth mother dies of lupus. Then the father and stepmother moved to Texas. He finishes out high school living with a grandmother and grandparent, a convenience store worker, who then signs up and joins in the Army in 92, where, you know, he's pretty smart. He ends up being in a department called Psychological Operations, and they train the troops to analyze or develop propaganda intelligence. But during that time, he starts getting the tattoos, drinking, getting into the hard rock. He'd always play guitar. His stepmother says that in high school, he was a normal kid who, you know, played with the dog, was into music, playing the guitar, liked camping. But it's that time that, you know, the things seem to change. And when he comes out, they give him a general discharge, which says after 6 years, they didn't want him back in the service. And after that, you see more of a pattern of the white supremacy thing, pictures of him rehearsing with his band with the Nazi flag. He had a job for a few years in North Carolina working for a Harley distributor. And when he started to have to report to a female supervisor, that's when he ended up being terminated because he couldn't get along with her, couldn't take orders from her. And when they were cleaning out his desk after he'd left the premises, they found that he had applications to join a local Ku Klux Klan group.
Here are hosts John McCurry and Eric Bilstad talking to former Oak Creek Police Chief Tom Bauer. They talk about Officer Brian Murray, who was shot several times and is currently recovering in the hospital.
I want to ask you your reaction when you heard this thing unfold like the rest of us did and you saw how things went down and how your officers responded to this terrible situation.
Well, they're our officers. I've never been as anxious in any police call that I was ever on and listening to this thing unfold. I was very, very proud of the bravery exemplified by our officers and not surprised in the least by the professional response.
Tell us a little bit about Brian Murphy. There were a couple officers that performed heroically, but Brian Murphy is the one everybody's talking about because we know his name. He was injured. It sounds like he'll survive. Tell us about Brian Murphy, the officer that you know.
Well, how about this? He's a tough New Yorker, still has a New York accent, Marine embassy guard, I believe it was the United Nations. They don't come any smarter or more qualified than Lieutenant Brian Murphy. He finished first in his class at our supervisor's senior command goes to extended school. Finished first in his class at Northwestern. One of the most impressive cops I've run across in my career.
I got chills when I heard Chief Edwards discussing what happened yesterday and how Murphy, Lieutenant Murphy, took several rounds, got hit several places, and when the officers ran to his aid, he waved them off, saying, "No, go inside. Don't help me. Help the people inside."
You know, Murphy's no fool. If he felt that his wounds were life-threatening, he certainly would have taken aid. But I surmise that Murphy knew exactly that his wounds weren't necessarily life-threatening, and he correctly pushed the officers to go and try to contain the threat. Just what a SWAT commander, a past SWAT commander, would do.
As with the shooting a couple of weeks ago in Colorado, this discussion brings about the gun control debate. We'll explore that material next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in. Our attention now on the debate over gun control. Here's host Dave Glover talking to Carl Schoenbeck from On Target Guns and Dan Weiss from the Brady Campaign about the cries for new gun laws that come up every time some nutball uses a gun to kill somebody.
This is something that anywhere you go, someone will say, hey, where do you stand on Second Amendment? Which is not, to me, as a gun owner, as someone who has their concealed and carry, who wanted nothing to do with guns up until about 3 years ago and then got some especially creepy stalkers, decided I should go against my natural inclination to stay away from deadly weapons, went to Carl, took the training, got more comfortable with guns, still pray to God I never have to put my hand on that gun to use it to defend myself, but if I need to, it is there. So it's a personal issue for me. It's a political issue for me. People calling in like crazy here. Dan, let me start with you. Tell us about the Brady campaign. Most of us know about it from Mr. Brady's injuries from the attack, but tell us about that and where you stand on gun control in general and how these latest shootings affect this.
Sure. We're named for Jim Brady, Ronald Reagan's press secretary. He was very close to President Reagan when a man who never should have had a gun opened fire on the president and Jim Brady, his press secretary, and Jim Brady was paralyzed and badly wounded. And since then, they have led the fight for sensible gun laws. And after all these shootings, mass shooting in Colorado, another mass shooting in Wisconsin, and those, of course, are just a fraction of the shootings we have every day in America, where 8 children and teens are shot to death every day in America. We are saying we as a nation are better than this. We can find solutions that gun owners, gun dealers, folks like us, we can all agree on things like background checks. Why are there still no background checks on private gun sales? That's something we should all be able to agree on.
And what do you mean by background checks? Because when I buy guns, I know Carl gets on the phone, he calls the FBI, he does some sort of a background check, they say yes. What more than what I have to do here in Missouri would you like to see?
Exactly. Carl does exactly what we want to have happen for all gun sales. But you can go around the corner from his shop and buy a gun from someone on the street or at a gun show with no background check under federal law, under Missouri law. It's far too easy to get a gun. Why should you be able to go to a private seller, someone selling maybe out of their basement, and say, I want a dozen of your cheapest handguns that you have in your closet there. I'm not telling you my name. Here's a pile of cash. Why is that legal?
Oh, well, as far as the legality of it is, if it's a private sale, it'd be like if somebody came up and wanted to buy an automobile from you and not go through a background check. You could do it. It's personal property. But in terms of the cheapest, the guy around the corner probably doesn't have a dozen cheapest guns. It doesn't probably have a dozen guns. The crazy thing is when you talk about collectors or dealers, when you talk about gun shows, the law doesn't have to be specific at a gun show. Most of the people who rent tables at gun shows, and I say most, are gun dealers. They have licenses. They cannot move a gun, even at a gun show, without going through a background check. I know I've gone to gun shows, and I do several background checks for those.
Let's get some talk radio caller action. Here's what some folks have already had to say about the renewed debate over gun control.
I believe this country right now, because of the way our government is run, I think we are a bunch of hypocrites. And what I'm very, very concerned about is we're always trying to figure out a way to fund wars. And we've been over in Afghanistan, we went over to Iraq, and the thing is, I think we should get our house in order before we be running off and figuring out how we can get in war with other countries.
I've only been around for about 74 years, and if you take a good hard look, today, from the time children are very small, video games, everything connected, 99% is violence. If you go out there and you look at the movies, everything that comes out of Hollywood is violence. I mean, we get very little entertainment whatsoever. And to blame gun control, we have a bunch of kids who are, they actually are being raised from the time they're small, entertaining themselves with some form of violence with video games. They live in a world of fantasy. These things aren't real. And why don't they, let's go back to what comes out of Hollywood and the video games, and you're going to find the origin.
The assault weapons ban that occurred in 2000, or that sunsetted in 2004, when the Democrats took over the Congress, why didn't they enforce more gun control, if that was their goal back in 1994 when they also controlled the Congress? They could have brought that up during the 2 years that they were in control. They could give a rat you know what about any of these shootings. The only reason they didn't bring it up is because it's an election year.
Next up, London and the Summer Olympics Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's talk about the Olympics. A lot of things going on there. Sports Talk Radio all over this. Matt Lauer talks to Michael Phelps here about his decision to retire after the games this year.
Standing on the medal platform, and they're playing the national anthem after the last race. Are you going to tell me that not for a second you didn't think, I want to have this same feeling in Rio 4 years from now?
I'm done. I'm finished. I'm retired. I'm done. No more.
You say it so definitively. I trust Rowdy Gaines and Mark Spitz, and they both say you're going to get bored of not swimming, and in a couple of years you're going to need a real outlet for your competitive juices, and you're going to do it again.
I mean, the biggest thing is I can look back at my career and say I've done everything exactly the way I wanted to. And if you can say that, I'm happy.
So in other words, in some ways the way you look at it, it's only a lose situation if you come back, because you could only leave, you know, without completing what you want to do?
I will not be coming back. We'll just leave it at that.
All right, boo. You got boos. It's hard to boo the greatest Olympian of all time, but you just managed to do it. I want to take you back to June of this year. We're sitting at the side of the pool in Baltimore where you've trained for so many years. And at that point, you were downplaying expectations for these games so hard. And Bob Bowman, your coach also, you were looking at me saying, it's just a capper, Matt. I want to go and I want to have a good time. Will you admit now that you had very high expectations for yourself here?
I did, but it was a lot more relaxed than any other Olympics. You know, Bob and I were very laid back, and we were ready to just have some fun, and that's what we did. You know, we came in here, and you know, sure, like, I prepared myself for, you know, the last 4 years for this moment, and you know, everything came out here.
But you definitely wanted to go out with a bang. All that talk of just going to have some fun and swim a few events,
you want to win a couple medals.
But I know how competitive you are. You wanted to leave people with the impression of you as the greatest, and you did that.
It was a cool week. You know, I mean, I literally can't say this enough. I've had so much fun this week, and being able to stand on the award podium and listen to the national anthem play and just enjoy myself was great.
You're not one to share a lot of personal things, but back in June when we sat at that pool, I talked to Bob Bowman and I said to him, look, it's been such a long run for the two of you. What are you going to say to Michael at the end of his last race? And he said to me, I think I'll say the same thing I said in Beijing when he came out after the last gold medal. Good job. And this time I think I'll add, I love you. Can you tell me a little bit about your conversation?
When I was walking around the pool the last time, he was on the deck, and that's pretty much what he said. You know, he said, I'm very proud of you and I love you. And, you know, my whole career wouldn't be anywhere close to where it is today without him. And you know, every day, day in, day out, we worked great together, and we've been able to do everything we've ever wanted.
Here's host Steve Courtney with ABC's Alex Stone about some of the drama that's taking place before the soccer matches this week.
What a great soccer match, one that will become, no doubt there, Alex, an instant classic. Another Alex chipping in, Alex Morgan, headed in the game winner in injury time of extra time to give the U.S. a thrilling 4-3 win over Team Canada.
Yeah, it was. It seemed like it was never going to end last night. And boy, you know, some people may have felt their blood pressure rise there. It took a full 90 minutes, another 30 minutes of overtime. Then you had that injury time, and Morgan finally putting in that header. But the U.S. soccer team now going to go on, face Japan in the gold medal game, same team they lost to in the World Cup final. And this all came after Canada's coach made the comment about the U.S. has been using illegal tactics to win its games. So the U.S. women's team was on their P's and Q's there, making sure that they did everything by the book yesterday, because a claim had been made that they were taking things a little beyond where they should have. And Team USA has said, no, that's not true, and they apologize if anybody thinks they've been doing anything illegal. Nonetheless, the U.S. took the win, but very, very late last night, and now they move on to play Japan in the finals.
Yeah, the Canadian remarks basically giving a little bit of drama before the drama.
Yeah, and it just added to the drama that was about to unfold actually on the field, and made things that much more tense, because Team USA didn't like what the Canadians said, saying, you know, look, don't accuse us of this stuff if you have no proof of any of it. You know, show us what we have done in the past, and Team Canada wasn't doing that. So it made for a little more stress out there on the field, but in the end, the USA got it.
A little bit of wind, a little bit of rain for women's pole vault, but Jen Suhr, Alex Stone, wins the gold medal in pole vault, ending Russian Yelena Isinbayeva's bid for a third straight Olympic title. Rather unsuspected, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is, because the Russians there have had it for a while, and they were expected to come back and take it again. But Jen Suhr was just too strong last night. And, you know, she didn't seem like she was so sure that she actually had it. She looked unhappy toward the end of it. And then once it was announced that she had beaten the Russians, she immediately broke down crying, and she was sobbing on the track as she walked around. And, in fact, her coach came up and tried to give her a hug, and she was so in the moment of sobbing that she wasn't there for the hug, and the coach kind of stood back and then came back in for the hug, that it was quite a moment for her. But a surprise for Team USA. It was one of the few medals that we actually won yesterday. Yesterday was kind of a drought for the U.S., just based on the sports that were being played and where we were in them. But that was one that we got, and somewhat of a surprise.
Host Charlie Langdon talking to Ralph Schmidt, whose daughter, Allison, won 5 medals, including 3 gold, in various swimming events in London.
Are you sick of all the mean attention that you're getting?
Well, we're just happy that the media is interested. You know, it's exciting for us, and I think it's exciting for the community.
Oh, I think it's great. Now, you grew up in, now this is a Canton, or Plymouth, Canton area?
I actually grew up in Pittsburgh and moved up here 22 years ago when Allison was born, in fact. And so Allison grew up in Canton. I grew up in Pittsburgh.
I see. Oh, you're a job transfer? Is that what happened?
Yes.
To...
yes, that's correct.
Oh, I see. When you were growing up in Canton, so how old was Allison, now gold medalist Allison, excuse me, when she got involved in swimming?
She was 9 years old, which is actually a little bit late for swimming. A lot of swimmers are, you know, 5 or 6, but she was 9 and started then. And the first time I saw her swim, I never thought we'd be having this conversation.
Why? Was she not good?
No. At least.
Oh, really? Really? Who got her interested in swimming? How does that happen?
Well, we have 5 children, and my wife and I, we take vacations to the beaches and things, and we wanted to make sure all our kids could swim in case, you know, they ran into problems. So they all took swim lessons, and my oldest daughter, Kirsten, she wanted to join the swim team. So she joined the local team from the Canton Cruisers, and when Allison came along, being the next girl in the family, she decided that she wanted to be like her older sister and join the swim club, too, so she did.
Wow. Now, would Kirsten remain?
She swam high school, but, you know, that's when she ended her swimming. She swam through high school.
So when Allison started at 9 years old, I mean, did you take her to the pool every day? Did your wife take her? Did someone else take her? That's a very kind of big deal, commitment.
Yes, it was a very big commitment. My wife and I shared the duties. We, like I said, we have 5 children. 3 of them played ice hockey, so we had to run those around. And 2 of them played swam. And then other sports that the kids played, like soccer and things like that. So we were literally the family taxi cab. We were driving them all around.
So we go from this world to another world. To Mars we go with a conversation about the rover Curiosity next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the hot hits in talk radio, lots of people are very enthused about the Mars rover. Yeah, there are a few people who think we shouldn't spend the money, but here's host Trey Ware talking to ABC's Clayton Sandel about the significance of the landing and its place in the space program.
Folks, I really believe that this is something to feel good about, even if it doesn't send back anything of significance, which I believe, based on what I've been told, that it will. But even if it doesn't do that, just the fact that it got there, I mean, you think about this, it spent 8 months in space, right? Went through Mars's atmosphere at 13,000 miles per hour, 17 times the speed of sound, then began its descent. And the touchdown is just an amazing story.
I got to agree with you. I was not around during the Apollo days, but last night at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, as you walked around, you just had this incredible sense of human achievement, what we can do when we really put our minds to it. I mean, there were so many excited engineers, geeky engineers who don't get worked up very often. I mean, there were tears of joy. It was really an amazing thing to watch.
345 million mile voyage from Earth, and what was really incredible about this, the landing itself, very, very technical, very intricate work that had to be done. But because the Earth also set below the Mars horizon shortly before the landing, because of distance and because of that, we couldn't control it. It was basically automated and on its own all throughout the landing process. And Clayton, it went flawlessly, did it not?
It did, and especially given that there were so many things that could have gone wrong. I mean, these are technologies that they've really never tried before. Because this rover is so large, they had to come up with a way that they could land this thing, and they couldn't do it with the airbags. They couldn't come up with an airbag strong enough and big enough to land this rover. So, you know, you had this really complex landing where you had to go from 13,000 miles an hour to a full stop in about 7 minutes using this jetpack that lowered it on a crane and these supersonic parachutes. And, you know, the fascinating thing is that Earth and Mars, their atmospheres are so different. So while the scientists and the team, they could test individual components down the line, they really couldn't test the entire thing all together. And so the first time that that happened, the entire landing sequence was actually at Mars.
Talk host Steve Thompson talking to science writer Robert Zimmerman about the other rover that's still operating someplace on Mars.
One of those rovers, once upon a time, is it Opportunity that's still operating?
Oh, yes, Opportunity.
Yeah.
Meant to last only 90 days, is now
90 days.
Its eighth year. And it's still working just fine. In fact, it got through the most recent winter on Mars. And it's at the rim of Endeavour Crater, which is a 14-mile-wide crater, and it's starting to work its way down into Endeavour as it's studying the surfaces. And you can check. I periodically post things on Behind the Black, my webpage. But you can check, its journey into the depths of Mars. And this Steve Squires, the guy who's in charge of the Opportunity Spirit rovers, he said, you know, when we first landed, we were in a rush. We only had at most 30, we figured we had most 90 days. So we were like super fast. Let's get lots of data. And you might notice those who've been following Curiosity, they're not pouring out tons of data right away. They're basically just now doing engineering checks. Because the difference between Spirit and Opportunity and Curiosity is that the two earlier rovers were designed, were very small, were designed to work quickly and get the thing in the they didn't have staying power. They weren't planned to have staying power. And they lasted years. Well, Curiosity is designed to have staying power. It was designed to have a minimum mission of 1 to 2 years. It's quite conceivable. It's designed kind of like Hubble was and a lot of modern communication satellites. It should last a decade on the surface. And it's going to climb a mountain. It's going to explore that crater as thoroughly as it possibly can. Who knows where it's going to go? It might even leave the crater before it's done. This is quite spectacular. My dream self says that I think it'll be 20, 30, maybe 40 years before we get to Mars with humans, but it might still be operating when we get there.
Wow. Bob, there were engineering goals, and so far the engineers have hit a home run. And now there are big scientific goals. And I think everyone points to this idea of, well, they're trying to find life. But right now, it's still trying to find the building blocks and understand the geology.
No, that I tear my hair out. That is for PR, either by a reporter or by NASA trying to come up with some clever line.
Sure.
Curiosity was designed like every Mars mission pretty much in the last decade and a half to study Mars, not to search specifically for an answer to any particular question, such as finding life. They're there to study the planet because they realized after the Viking missions in the 70s that if they go trying to answer a single question, they're not going to learn very much. Much better to just go and try to find out as much as we can.
Check out the countdown in the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.